with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Tanya's energy has already exhausted me today, and I've been here for 5 minutes.
This is like my favorite kind of podcast because it's just us. We get to talk about the Grey's finale. We have so much to do. I wrote a dissertation to the Jonas Brothers. Like, there's so much like exciting stuff happening, and I just wanted to be matching with Becca today.
So I get a text, right? You know, the first thing I see when I look at my phone. Hey, wear your Meredith Grey sweatshirt today. I'm like, in my mind, I think I put it in the laundry like 2 days ago. So I'm like, oh, it's in the dirty laundry. Dang, shoot, can't match today.
And so I didn't stop.
She sends like a huffing face, like, poof, like that. Like
the one with like the fire that comes out, like,
like, yeah, you're throwing angry, a fit. Yeah. Yeah. Like a child
like
throwing a
like
fit.
Like a bull.
Like a bull.
Yeah.
And she goes, just anything Grey's Anatomy. Just bring anything Grey's Anatomy. And I'm like, I have to take photos after this. And she's like, it's just putting on a sweatshirt and taking it off.
She goes, I have to take photos right after we finish the podcast. I'm like, it's a sweatshirt. I'm not telling you to like put your like doctor makeup on.
I'm kind of with Becca on this one. It is an audio podcast. Like, no one's seeing you guys do this. And also, sweatshirts on and off messes up your hair.
Thank you.
I cannot with you. I think sweatshirts add such an ambiance. Like, this is like us in solidarity, like talking Grays and like doing life. And like, I think it adds to the energy.
Well, anyway, so then that energy is what that's what I initially woke up to. Tanya being forceful about Grey's Anatomy.
Forceful.
Grey's Anatomy merch. And then
that also led me to realize, like, let's like buy some more Grey's stuff so that it's like on hand and not in your dirty hamper.
Okay, well, I have two Grey's Anatomy sweatshirts, and I feel like that's
more than most fans have.
I think maybe we should get two more sweatshirts and one more shirt.
Oh, wow. So okay, I'm going to let you handle that.
Options.
You be in charge of that.
Okay.
And so then I'm driving, trying to get here. I got to my car, rushed back in my house to grab the sweatshirt, because I was like, you know, this will mean something to her.
It did.
And whatever, we'll take photos, a quick photo after. I don't know why I need to have the sweatshirt on for an audio podcast, but here we are. So then I'm like rushing to get to the studio because we were like limited on time. And I get rapid fire text from Tanya. Hey, where are you? Does Martin need to wrap the other podcast? Hey, I'm on my way. Hey, can you just text me and let me know how far you are? I'm like,
What? Tanya, I just said to what I said to Tanya, because we were doing, Ashley was in here doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And I needed to wrap her up. But if you were running late, I was going to let her go a little bit longer because she was doing well.
Didn't feel like that.
So I said, Tanya, do you know if Becca's nearby? Because I assumed you guys shared location because Tanya shares location with a lot of her friends. I don't know why she needed to send 6 rapid fire texts about that.
You know what? I don't appreciate you not being on my side with this because I would have just let her come whenever. Like, if you hadn't slapped me, I would have been like, Becca's going to show up when she's going to show up and we'll start. Right. So you not being on my side with this really irks my people.
Are you close is all you really had to
say. So I said,
that was one of the texts, but there was
five
others.
Give me your ETA. And then she like wasn't responding. And then I was like,
she's driving.
Yes.
Then why do you ask me where she is?
Well, then you could say, I'm not hearing back from her.
I said, driving. We don't share a location, which then led me to realize that we probably should share locations.
Let me read these texts. What's your ETA? We only have the studio for 1 hour. ? Mark wants to know if he needs to wrap the podcast now. That's in the studio. Can you just respond with the time? All like back to back to back.
I don't mean to irk your pickle. I was just curious if you happen to know.
I did not.
Okay.
And so we don't share a location.
Yeah. So then I get here and she's like, Mark suggests that we should share a location. And I'm like, in no way in hell am I sharing my location with you. She'll be like, what are you doing on the west side? I can just picture checking it all the time.
No, to be totally honest, I didn't even realize. I just did it with Becca. I didn't even realize that I was sharing location with 3 of the people that I am sharing my location with. So I really don't ever check it, to be honest. But
you didn't know how. I feel like now
I know. Yeah, now it's today. I'm going to probably do it a lot. But I think it would be helpful in days like this when we're like, oh, how far is Becca? And I can just see like, oh, she's on the 134 or like,
okay,
she's at home.
Well, you can do the thing where you share your location for an hour. So maybe
you're not going to remember to do that
every day, every week.
Maybe I'll set an alarm reminder for it.
No chance.
How many people do you share location with, Tanya?
5.
in closest friends or family, no. Or what are they? Just random.
It's a random crew, honestly.
It's like Easton and my old roommate Rachel and Matt, who used to work here, and Debbie Ryan.
I feel like Debbie Ryan was an accident. Like,
where is Debbie Ryan right now? Should we look and see?
No, that feels invasive. I would never do that to somebody. See, Becca, I am to be trusted with your location.
So there is a practical reason for that, but Becca, you say you would never do that.
It just seems like Tanya will be tracking my moves, which scares me.
Yeah. No, it'd be so fun. It'd be fun. Come on, let's try it for a week.
I'll try it for...
Let's do it right now. Pull out your phone.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
It's so fun.
I'm going to be out of town, though. So
I know, and I can like
better.
Be like, oh my gosh, you're like with your family.
Yeah.
Let's see a photo of the beach. Okay, share your location with me.
Sharing the location is important if you're going on a date or something.
Which I did.
Okay.
I did do that.
Yeah.
And I share my location with a lot of people like through the end of the night, like if I'm going somewhere and I'm like, oh, something good happen.
How did you do that?
Go to our text conversation.
Okay.
I love that this is happening. As we speak.
Okay.
So then go to info.
Yeah.
And then it should say share my location.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to share to the end of day.
No. Indefinitely. Share indefinitely.
I did.
Oh.
Becca Tilly started sharing location with you. Do you want to share yours? Do you want me to share my? You want me to share mine with you?
Well, yeah, that's got to be a reciprocal thing.
Yeah.
Happy to.
Tanya's happy to. Where do we begin today? Because we have to talk about Tanya shared a location the other night because she went on a first date.
Yeah.
We got to hit that.
It was so good, by the way.
Well, okay, let's go.
That's a tease.
Okay.
It was so good.
Okay. Grey's Anatomy finale. Should we start there?
Yeah. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do not watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't either, but I figured it was a relevant conversation, but I guess I'm sure Easton watches it, huh?
I don't think so.
There's not, nobody on the morning show watches it.
I can't find anybody who watches the show, and yet everybody watches the show.
It's a very male-heavy show, like male.
Oh, I disagree.
That's not what
really?
I'm seeing on social media.
No, I actually think it's very mixed.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways, I just want to say I know nothing about it except that there's dragons and someone named Arya or something involved.
Arya.
Yeah.
I know like
she
a little
the
bit
Night
of
King.
It. Yeah.
Okay, so... Spoiler alert. She kills the Night King.
That was like 3 weeks ago. Okay. I figured I was safe. I'm not going to tell you who took the throne, which I also know it means nothing to me.
Right, right.
But I know it. I won't say that because that was just last night.
I just want to say a lot of people were really disappointed, and I guess they were like writing the writers saying that they wanted a redo or something.
The whole season they want redone, the whole final season.
Apparently that this script was not good this season.
People are never happy with how a show ends.
That's not true.
I think people don't want what they've been attached to for so long to end. So, like, they feel like
they want it to
desperate.
End in a respectful way. Like, to me,
like
the way Friends ended.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Yeah, good. But that can you name... Can you
Sex
name,
and the City? Happy about it.
Yeah, Sex and the City was pretty good.
Really, really top notch.
I know you guys don't watch it, but Friday Night Lights had a perfect season series
See?
Finale.
See, it's satisfying.
See? Yep.
I don't know if Grey's ever will because my perfect ending involves Derek.
Mm. That finale
and Yang and Lexi and Mark. So like it's not looking good for me.
How did you like the finale, Tanya?
We watched it together.
Okay.
First of all, did you see the comments underneath our live stream? They were like, this is why they want a People's Choice Award. They are wearing no makeup and just hanging out unsolicited watching the Grey's Anatomy finale. I feel like I'm there with them.
Were you in sweatshirts?
I was in a Meredith and Christina shirt. Becca was sans.
was in
pajamas. She had a shirt on.
But we had no makeup. I personally was looking real rough. But I was like, let's go live on the Facebook group. And so we had it like facing us while we were watching so that it was silent. We wouldn't talk during the show. And then during commercials, we'd like hop on and like, and it was so cute. I literally loved it so much.
But we had a lot of people that just sat there and watched us eat popcorn and watch the show without us even talking.
I love it. I think that's a great idea.
So
by the way, that popcorn lingered the whole 24 hours with me.
Okay, so Tanya was like, oh my gosh, there's so much butter and salt on here. I'm like, it's popcorn. Like, it's good popcorn that you sit to watch a show in.
Okay, so but then, I'm team Tanya on this one. I go back and forth, I know, but... And I love butter and salty popcorn, I do.
I do too.
But within reason.
Yeah, and this was
and
like,
also not in a long time.
No, so this I normally
it
just
was
like
Orville, whatever.
Redenbacher.
So I buy like the
movie
kernels.
Theater popcorn.
Literally,
oh,
movie
you didn't add anything to it?
No.
Hmm, interesting.
So I usually do like the little kernels, and I like put them on the stove, and I add just like a little bit of. So mine's like really like not salty. But she, and I was like, I could tell when I was eating, I still ate it, it was delicious. But I was like, as I was eating it, I was like, I know this is going to hurt. And literally the whole next day, I woke up, I couldn't get my rings off.
Wow.
I don't really respond to salt well.
It's all about, to me, it's all about like Smart Pop now and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, butter, I'm fine with. It's the salt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't add anything. It was already made. Okay. Didn't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but anyways, that's basically more of my opinion from the finale than anything. Was the popcorn.
The
hated
finale.
It.
Was...
Hated it. What?
Hated it.
Yeah. What? Why? What did you find interesting?
They fired three of the main characters.
Okay.
That's a great season finale.
No, it's
that's strong.
Good, because
well,
like,
cause nobody died. I'm sick of people dying.
Yeah. Kind of. No, we haven't had a good death in a while.
Because that's how life goes. They really overdid it on the deaths for a long time. Now they got it back
well,
off
now
a little
bit.
There's
more people that I don't feel attached to if they died.
Right.
It'd be better to do it now.
I like Alex, Meredith, and Weber all getting fired by Bailey. I love it. Oh, I think it's great.
And how is this hospital going to run without three of their big hitters?
I don't know. And if in
feels
the season
like
premiere,
gonna...
they're all rehired again, I will be disappointed. But if this is like an arc in season 16, the three of them out of work or trying
like
to get another job
jobs.
Or going to work at Mercy West, I guess that doesn't exist anymore, but a different hospital in Seattle, I think that would be fascinating.
Press.
Seattle Press. They can go work at Seattle Press. That's great. I think it opens up a lot of possibilities.
I don't hate that.
I bet I know what's going to happen. They're going to go work at another hospital.
And there's going to be a crossover.
And Meredith's going to fall in love with one of the surgeons there.
Ooh, that's a high five.
Wow.
I need her to be in love.
She is.
Oh, yeah. I forget. Because I hate it so much. Merluka. Blah.
Okay. So the finale was just... Also, Owen was like, Teddy, I've been in love with you since the first time I saw you. And I'm like... Hello, Christina Yang.
Yeah, both of us literally like looked at each other like offended by that comment.
Oh, you'll be offended by this question then too. Was Yang after Teddy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he's loved Teddy his whole life.
Meaning his whole marriage to Christina, he loved Teddy.
It's like
bullshit. Do you have to bleep that?
I think it's fine. I think there are situations like that. It didn't work out. He went to Yang. He loved Yang. But he always had a special place in his heart for Teddy Altman. They've been through a lot together.
Whatever. I'm glad it's just like, well, it's not really. She didn't really say anything
back. She did not respond. That was interesting how she didn't respond.
Well, she was in the middle of labor. Like,
true.
Of course,
and then like Karasik is building like
that was so sweet.
It was so, I know people don't like him. I know he's very,
I like him.
I know he's polarizing though to a lot of people. I have such a soft spot for him. It's weird. Like,
I like him, but I don't necessarily like him in a romantic relationship. I just like his character as an individual.
You don't want him to be happy?
You can be happy and not be in a relationship.
Yeah, but you don't want him to be, you want him to be sans person forever?
No, I just, there's no one on there right now that I'm like, oh.
What about him and Amelia?
I want Link and Amelia.
I kind of like Teddy and Karasik.
Also, I mean, feel like Amelia might have a storyline with Karina after they like randomly threw that in there, that she had a crush on DeLuca's sister.
That was, I did a little bit of a double take on that one. Like, wait, what did she just
say?
Wait,
did I miss that?
No, you remember she's like, yeah, I fall easily. Like I even.
I thought Owen and her had slept together.
They
yes,
did,
correct.
But in that conversation, she said something like, that's why I like masturbated for the test or something that Karina
but
was
doing.
She
said, like, I fall easily. I even fell for her. That's why I did that test.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a very throwaway line. But it was like,
I miss that.
Yeah. It kind of, I'm like, was this a setup for something or was this just like they were just throwing it in there?
That's a pretty good call. That's a setup for something.
I'd be here for it. I wouldn't mind.
They've
those
done
two.
A great job with Karasik of having him be very abrasive and very mean at times, but then also showing you his soft side.
Yeah,
like put into the crib, and that he's very funny. He's easily the funniest person on that show. He's got great lines.
He doesn't have a whole lot of competition in that,
but they don't try. But still, when he walks up to Owen, he's like, "Hey, how you? Hey, you know, the three of us. So what are we doing?"
Yeah,
I love that
me
stuff.
Too. I do too. I do too.
I love him.
What about Jackson and Maggie?
Oh,
where is Jackson? He's lost in the worst fog in 100 years. I'm so worried about it.
I'm not.
No, that was lame. I agree.
Literally, the lamest. Everyone's like, oh, but we don't know. Jackson's gone. He may be dead. I'm like, there's no, if they kill Jackson, that show.
Wow, he's chipped her tooth on the mic.
Are you okay?
If they kill Jackson, that show would literally really be hurting.
Oh, I don't.
My wife and I have a phrase. I've told Easton this before. It goes back to when we went and saw the Lord of the Rings movie, and we're not Lord of the Rings people. And every time they went back to the talking trees, we'd say, meanwhile, back at the talking trees. And now, whenever there's a super lame subplot, that's our code for that. And we're watching it over the weekend, and every time they went back to Jackson, wandering in the woods, we're like, back at the talking trees.
Yeah.
Which was appropriate because they were in the forest. But still, snooze with those two.
Was ready for like tire screeching and a loud crash
something.
And then Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
And got nothing.
Nothing.
But nothing. He could be wandering a neighborhood. Like,
he could
really
be like walking towards her and she can't see him because the fog.
It's the worst fog of all time.
Worst fog of all time. Well, guess what, guys? We have two more seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
Hopefully, yeah. At least.
Yeah.
It got
for
renewed.
Sure. For got renewed for
because complaining about things we don't like about Grey's Anatomy is kind of a sport. And so I'm glad
yeah,
we get
we're
to
good
do it for
at
two
it.
More years.
We've gotten good at however, yesterday I was just like relaxing, doing laundry, and I was like, I'm going to go back and watch some old episodes because I haven't watched in a long time. Wow. It was so, so good. You know who I missed the most when I was watching?
Oh, wait, let's guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Give us a little bit of like season-ish.
I believe season 8.
Okay. I know who you miss. You miss Henry.
No, but I love that was
no?
so far fetched.
You miss O'Malley.
No, I really don't miss O'Malley.
Me either, actually.
You miss
Was this like a big character or a small character?
I mean, pretty big.
Lexi. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was amazing. Like as an actress, she was amazing.
Yeah, what's she doing now?
I don't know.
Can you Google that?
She was in something recently, like one of these CW superhero shows.
Huh.
But like her dynamic with the March storyline.
She was good in every storyline. She was with Alex.
She came in, you were like, did not like her because she was so like squirrely. And then you like felt for her because then Meredith felt for her. It was like, she was such a great actress.
Yeah.
She's on Supergirl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seems well, snoozy.
Wish. It just is so annoying that she's dead. Like, it's not like, oh, let's bring her back.
I always thought that this was the plan because she was a Grey, that this gives them options if Ellen ever wants to leave.
Me too.
It can still be Grey's Anatomy because she kind of becomes the main Grey.
Me
and
too.
And then they killed her, and I was shocked by that because now they're stuck. They've got no other Greys.
Ellen can't leave.
To name the show after, she can't leave, yeah.
Yeah. This would be a nice segue into my date because this came up.
What?
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, great. We have to take a break.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
There's a lot of people who need jobs or need to hire people for jobs, and ZipRecruiter is the way to go. But then we're going to talk in detail about is this your first date in a while?
You know, I thought it was, but then I was like thinking back and I was like, no, I've had a few this year, but not like. They're like, meh, like one date, and then that was it.
Like, meh.
Like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, meh. Like, I went. I was like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we know, hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they do not stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job.
Yeah, so as applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. This is something my sisters really have struggled with, like finding a job and, you know, moving out here. I think everyone gets done with college and they're like, now what?
Yeah. Hashtag now what?
Well, it's this time of year. All kinds of college graduations happening right now.
Yep. Yeah. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BECCA. ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Well, maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed, but thought that you couldn't afford one. But here's the question. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep because now during the Memorial Day sale, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $9.99.
I know so many couples who disagree on the mattress firmness.
Same.
So Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side so it's just right for both of you. The Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night.
Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And if you don't believe us, 2018 award information is at jdpower.com. Because, well, we've never lied to you guys before. So
why would we start now? What an odd thing to lie about, really.
Yeah.
Random.
So, like I've said, I say goodnight to my future husband. And so I feel like my future husband would like his side of the bed set at about 45, and I'm at 55.
Why is that? Why do you think he would want it at 45?
Because he's going to be much taller than I. Mm-hmm. So, sans.
I don't think sans is the right word.
But I think that's really awesome that, like, I can sleep comfortably and so can he.
So because he has more surface area
Correct.
To cover, you think a 45 might be better for him.
Perfect.
And is he really muscular or just in shape?
He's in shape. He's mm-hmm. in shape. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
probably sleeping so well right now.
Yeah.
45.
And he, like, really enjoys a good night's sleep.
But
yeah.
he's not.
Like
he's not there. Like, wherever he's sleeping right now, he's restless.
Because
he hasn't
right.
found Tanya yet. He's on the wrong mattress, probably.
You're right. For sure he is.
For sure he is.
Come in during the Memorial Day sale and save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed for temperature balance and comfort at an exceptional value. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/Becca.
We should ask first some background. How did you meet this guy?
So I will give you some background, but there is a story that I wanted to share, but now I feel like I can't share it if I do continue to date this guy, because then everybody will know something like intimate about him.
Mm.
However,
yeah,
but it is such a good story that if things keep progressing, I will ask him if I can share
it. Or if it falls apart,
Correct.
Then you can share it. Right now is not
right
the time.
Right now is not
Do
the
I
time. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh.
She knows.
Yeah. Got it.
So I feel like right now it's not the time to share that.
No.
So we'll wait on that. But anyways, I met him on this dating app, and I've only gone on one app date ever in my life, and that was Match.com, and that was the guy that literally picked me up and dropped me back off within the same, like, 15 minutes.
Because you knew his, you were
My
the same
roommate
wedding?
Was his best friend's cousin or some weird.
He, like, went around the block and dropped you off.
Yeah. So that was my only experience of, like, It's a rough one. So I don't know if I was just traumatized or whatever, but I just, like, kind of, like, loosely am on them. And then I'll, like, if I match with somebody and we have a friend in common, I'll screenshot them and I'll send it to my friend that's in common. And normally I'd say 10 out of 10 times that friend says, head for the hills, this guy's crazy, blah, 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 blah. So then I just stop talking to them and it is what it is. But I matched with this guy and I sent it to the friend that we had that was mutual. And she literally responded, was like, he's a really good guy. He's really cool. He's totally normal. He's not a murderer. Like, give it a go. I was like, okay, great. So we started talking, really easy conversation. And he asked me out and I was like, I mean, my friend says he's not a murderer. So, like, sure, why not?
Non-murderer is high on your list of qualifications.
Yeah. Like, hashtag aim higher. But we ended up meeting and I shared my location with Becca just because I was like, stranger danger. But the date was so good. Like, it literally was so good.
He chose a spot close to you.
Yes, he doesn't live.
Yeah.
Doesn't live by me. And he chose a spot literally so close to
Where
my
does
house.
He live? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but generally speaking.
Like, generally, he lives in, like, middle LA.
Okay.
And I'm, like, in the valley.
Yeah.
So I liked that he chose something by me. I thought that was, like, you know, gentlemanly thing mm-hmm. to do. But this came up in, like, the middle of, like, he knew what I did professionally, but he didn't know about the podcast at all. So then we started talking about Grey's Anatomy.
How did he know what you did? From the app, or did he do his
homework
on
you? Yeah, the app says, like, I talk on the radio and then links you to your Instagram. So I guess, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you can kind of, like, look and see.
Mm-hmm. So he did his homework on you?
Yeah, as I did on him, but, like, little, because he didn't know about the podcast. So then we started talking about Grey's Anatomy. And guess what he said? Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. He goes, oh, that show's still on? I was like, yeah, no, no. And then he was like, I stopped watching after like the blonde girl's like husband patient died. And I was like, you like Denny and Izzy? I was like, that was my favorite. And I go, you swear you haven't like done any like Googling or anything about me? Because I was like, I am obsessed with them as a couple. I feel like, and he was like, no, he's like, I didn't do any like Google. Like he seems kind of like nerdy and I'm here for it.
So
do you guys not think that that's like,
was he not, was he fine with the fact that you had a absolute weird meltdown over his love of Denny and Izzy?
For sure. He was like, did not think it was weird at all. And
what
I was like,
what else did you,
you know, my eyes got like,
oh yeah.
And your mouth was wide open.
Didn't blink for 10 minutes after he said
no.
that.
No. And I was like, I cannot believe you just said that. I was like, I think they are the most underrated couple in all of Grey's Anatomy. And it was just like such a turning point for me. Then I was like, this guy's like second date material.
So stupid.
That was the moment.
That was the moment.
Yeah. So she's sharing her location with me. It gets to be about 1 a.m. You know, she sent me an update at like 11 and was like, or 10 or something. It's going well.
What time did you meet him?
8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long date.
I don't know what time you sent me that. She sent me an update at
probably like
point.
11.
Yeah. When she was like, it's going really well. He's so nice, blah, blah, blah. So it's like 1. Haven't heard anything from her. So I text her. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? She doesn't respond. I'm like, are you okay? I go to check her location, and it's not sharing anymore.
Oh, because at midnight.
For a day.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. She's taken. So don't panic. Fall asleep. Wake up. Wake up. 2:45, I get a text. Hey, yeah, I'm good. I'm at home. He just left.
Whoa.
I'm like, excuse me, I thought you were taken.
2:45.
Yeah. And like, here's the crazy part, I didn't want it to end. I was like, I literally could hang out with you for like 500 more hours, but I was literally like one eye open like this.
Okay, so what did you guys do after you met at a place, at a restaurant?
We met at a place, and then out of all the things, like, he ended up knowing all these people that were there. And then like half of the people that work at Barry's, which is where I work out, were like all there celebrating like a Barry's birthday. And it was just like a lot of people coming into like the mix. And I was like, we need to like not, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like just be here. Yeah. So we were going to go to like another bar, but I was just like, I live so close. It's almost like closing time anyways.
Wow. Making the move.
So you, what's so really at 8 o'clock you made it this place?
Yeah.
And it's almost closing time and you're still at the place.
It was like close to midnight-ish. Yeah.
And you have you drank a lot over these 4 hours?
No, I stopped at 2 glasses of wine because I just like.
So now you're not doing anything. You're just talking.
We had like food and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So then I was like, why don't we just go back to my house? I was like, we can get like finish the drink, whatever, and then we can end the night or whatever. And it was like actually really sweet because I think he like didn't want to like impose. So he gave me like more. He was like, we can go somewhere else. Like we can call it a night. Like I'd love to see you again. Like, you know, kind of like being like, you don't need to. And I was like, no, like I really like I'm having a good time. I want to like whatever. So we went back to my house and literally.
There's not a glitch. Just silent.
Yes. You might have thought that your iPhone stopped working.
Literally, you guys, I did not want it to end. Like, I didn't want him. And like, obviously, I don't want him to like, didn't want him to stay over. It was the first date. And like, you need that, like, slow your roll. But like, we just had such a good time. Conversation was so easy. He's so like fun. And I felt like just really comfortable with him.
Where did you sit in your apartment?
On my couch.
Next to each other?
Yes.
Same side.
Was there physical contact throughout? Meaning like...
Hand holding?
No, like a hand and a leg, knees touching, that sort of thing.
Lips touching.
Well, I'm getting to that. But oh. Was like with Amy and I remember when the knees touched and neither one made an effort to move our knees apart from each other, I was like, oh, there's something here.
Yeah.
Was there that kind of energy?
That happened at the bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he tall?
He is tall. And we sat actually at the bar. We were like in like a booth. So it was actually quite nice, like the seating, because we weren't like across from each other. We were kind of like sitting like this almost, you know?
Yeah.
Like we weren't
like comfortable same
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it was actually like a really nice sitting situation.
And you're touchy-feely and demonstrative when you talk. So are you touching his shoulder and stuff as you're speaking to him?
No, no. I kind of mm-hmm. kept to myself a little bit.
Okay.
But it was weird how comfortable I felt.
Okay, so?
So I'm happy to hear you say this, because... Through text, I was not getting a lot of excitement.
Well, because I only had so long. So he would like go to the bathroom and then I would like whip out my phone and
no,
I would like send out some.
The next day.
Oh.
But just through text, I'm like, the way you're talking about it now makes me realize, like, you were like, the way I was reading it was like.
Well, here's the problem. So I texted you at 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up falling asleep on my couch with, like, the TV blaring. All my things got, like, just horrible. Woke up at, like, 6 a.m.
Wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Did you kiss him?
Oh, yes.
On the couch or as he was leaving?
On the couch.
So there was a makeout session.
Yeah, there was.
Just
great.
Could be just a peck on the couch.
Yeah, it could have been just a, you know,
couch,
like,
pecks are rare, I think.
Yeah, yeah, couch pecks are rare.
But I think the reason why you were feeling that for me was because I was literally so tired the next day. I'd only slept 3 hours, and then it was my mom's birthday, so I had to, like, get up, get the cake, and then head down to Orange County. So I was just, like, literally a mess the next day because, you know, I don't function well without sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so worth it.
All right, so Tanya Rad at the plate. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a swing and a fly ball in the center. It's a base hit. Tanya rounding first base. Let's see how far she gets. Has she gotten to second base?
Is this some sort of analogy? I'm not understanding.
Yes, it's baseball. First base, second base.
We only kissed.
First, right?
First base.
Mm-hmm.
Second base. There's no second base involved?
What's second base?
That's him grabbing the boobs.
Oh, no second base.
I thought you were going to be kind of clever about it.
No.
I was going to, and I literally could not think of one thing.
No second
base. All right,
so first
base. All right. Yeah. I like a solid single.
And like a nice first base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love a good first base on the first date.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because it's weird because when we were, like, talking, I felt really good chemistry, and I literally was like, before the night's over, I'm kissing him because I need to see if it's, like, actually real chemistry, you know? It was.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was chemistry for the eyes, but you wanted to see if it was chemistry for
the
lips.
Tongue.
Oh.
Wow.
He's a nice looking guy.
Can we say the text he sent when he texted you? That was so cute.
Here's the thing. So, and I love sharing my life because I just get excited and like it is what it is. So I'm happy to share, like, my side of things. But I feel bad sharing things that he sent me.
He sent a really nice text.
Which one?
Thanks for the
text. Okay, you got it. Yeah, okay.
You tell.
No, you tell.
Okay. So I was like, has he text? Because I think a lot of times people go on dates and they're like, oh my God, it was so amazing. And then the next day it's like, I haven't heard anything from them, you know? And I knew that he stayed over and they kissed and stuff. Not stayed over, stayed there late and they kissed and stuff. So I was like, you know, have you heard from him? Because he seems like he was a gentleman, but, you know, just curious. And she said he texted her and said, thanks for the best first date ever.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, so cute.
And I was like, that is so nice. Like, even if you, like, let's say you weren't even into him after. It was just so polite and, like, kind for him to follow up with something that, like, sincere.
Yeah. And I just have to say, like, it was really nice to just, like, actually, like, without me even, like, soliciting places to go, he found a place near me. He picked the time. He made the reservation. Like, it just feels nice.
So, are you worried at all about him hearing this podcast and you putting all this stuff out there?
Okay.
Because in the past, this has not gone well.
Yes, because in the past, I've dated guys that have things to hide, I've realized. This, I told him, too, because I think he's never listened to the morning show, even. So, like, he really, like, is blank slate with me. And I think he knows, obviously, like, this is the nature of my job. He doesn't listen to the podcast, so I feel fine talking about him on here. Hope he's not listening.
Well, we're saying, like, totally nice things. We're not giving away anything more than...
And also, you're establishing parameters that you're going to give your side of things. You're not going to give anything away about him or even his point of view.
Yeah,
I would love to know more about him, but I think it's good this way.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say, like, what he does or where he lives or things like that. But I do have to say, it's a trick that I did, just because... I live alone. And so, like, you know, inviting somebody into your home seems like a little sketch. But in the very beginning of the date, we were talking about, like, just like if we have roommates and things like that. And I was like, no, I was like, I don't have a roommate. I was like, I would probably want a roommate if I didn't have cameras at my place. Meaning, like, don't mess with me, buddy, because I've got eyes on you all over this place. So, like, made sure to, like...
Way to drop that in.
Thank you.
That
so that's
really
a little
nice
tip for anybody listening. If you do live sans roommate...
It's a little, I'm sure he knew what you were doing.
But, and I'm fine if he knew what I was doing.
It wasn't like that slick.
It was not slick, no.
Thank you, ADT, by the way.
Yes,
ADT is a life changer.
It is.
What are we calling him?
I had
because you gave away too much with previous boyfriends and people were able to track him down.
Yeah, so I was thinking about naming him Mr. D.
Well, now you have to explain why, Tanya.
Denny, for Denny.
Denny Duquette.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's two pronged, but that story might have to.
But here's my question: should we call him Red Starburst?
Oh.
Because you're going to use Red Starburst, so you're not giving anything away. Not that Mr. D does, but right, Red Starburst right. gives nothing away, and we've been waiting for our Red Starburst. Is he worth calling Red Starburst?
I don't know.
That's fine.
Someone has
let's
to
call
be.
Him, let's you call him. Well, yeah, but maybe it'll. Let's say after the third date, she can decide if he's Red
Fair.
Starburst.
He is Mr. D for now.
Yeah.
He may be Red Starburst soon.
Right.
Speaking of another date, where are we on that?
We have made plans.
Wow.
Tanya, this is a big deal.
It's even cuter. Like, he literally sent me a text last night that was literally the cutest thing ever. I can't even tell you. And I showed it to Sophia, and she was like, that literally is, like, straight up out of, like, something you would say. And I was like, I know. Oh, here's the kicker. He was like, what's the weirdest thing about you?
I was like,
oh, geez, here we go.
Like, let me whip out my, like, what? Where can I start? Where can I start with this one? And I was like, I have a Dear Future Husband journal.
Oh, God.
And he still wants to go out.
Oh, hallelujah.
I know. This is massive. Huge.
Yeah.
You haven't had a second date since, like, Obama was president.
That's not true.
No, Dr. W.
Yeah, we had W.
All right. I suppose that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. This is really exciting.
Yeah. Didn't scare him.
Yeah.
I mean, I downplayed it, but like, how much can you downplay a Dear Future?
No, yeah, you can't really.
Can we know when the next date is happening?
Thursday.
Can we know what you're doing?
I don't know what we're doing, but I felt really good about it because he basically asked, like, when can I see you again? And I was like, I literally can't hang out with you during the week because clearly I don't have a good, like, I don't want to end.
Right, right,
so
right.
I was like, I want to be able to, like,
you
sleep.
You need boundaries.
Yeah. So I feel like Thursday's good because Fridays are usually light and, like, if I'm tired, whatever.
Yeah, we'll get to the point of midweek hangouts. That's down the line.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you not working Friday?
My Fridays are usually, like, chiller, so
you can be
I can be a little more tired. I didn't want to wait till Friday because, like, that was just, like, too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cute.
I mean, I'd like to see him, like, today.
This is a big deal.
This is a really big deal.
All right.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. So, like,
of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Second
it's
date.
It's just exciting.
One date done. Second date coming. That's where we are.
I think at this point, and we can say this based off of, like, people's comments on our Facebook group. A good first date is very exciting, whether it goes anywhere or not. Like,
pretty rare.
Having a good first date and feeling like, wow, I really enjoyed myself. He was so great. There were no, like, red flags or, like,
and
weird
I was,
moments.
Like, totally myself. Like, this is actually, like, I was actually going to ask Becca, like, what to text him because he's, like, really funny. And I was going to ask Becca, and I was like, you know what? I've been doing good on my own. I'm just going to keep doing it on my own.
She asked me one thing while she was with me, like, I'm going to send this. And I was like, no. I wouldn't. She, like, knew, though. Like, she was, like, too far. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been doing that a lot with Tanya over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't worked out so well. So this
I
is
know.
Great.
I was like, I'm proud
like
that you're
Josh
just
Groban.
Like, you raised me? No?
Yeah, that was so sad. I used everybody else's lines, and then they just flew off into the sunset.
No, it was everybody else's lines, and things kept going. And then finally,
oh, yeah.
You were all home alone, and you had to do it yourself. And that
then
was
never,
the end of
and
that.
And then crickets.
Home alone on her own devices.
Yeah, crickets.
Oh.
But yeah,
gosh.
I mean, we like talked all the things on the first date that you're not supposed to talk about.
Well, that's the great thing.
Religion,
is that,
exes.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you, because I don't want to ask too many personal things about this guy, but do you feel like there is an alignment there in terms of spirituality?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
All right. We need to take another break. We need to get to your Jonas Brothers thing.
Yeah.
Very exciting. But this is really good news.
And we need to get to Becca's take on the Meredith. Ellen Pompeo, Mike Fly situation.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
we
yeah.
definitely need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So much today. Rothy's,
I mean, this is my favorite podcast ever.
It's a good one. And Rothy's is your favorite flats ever.
That's right. Because they're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, and really they're all of that in one pair of shoes. They're the perfect flats for life on the go. I actually did just give my mom a pair. It was not for Mother's Day. I just gave them to her because.
Wow.
And I know. And she wears them nonstop. She said they're super comfortable. And I mean, Mama Rad loves her Rothy's.
Well, Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they launch new colors and patterns every few weeks, and they sell out constantly. Since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. That's right, there's zero break-in period in these shoes, which is amazing because that's very rare with flats.
It'll blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills. They're also fully machine washable. Rothy's are manufactured in a zero waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging, and these are feel-good flats in more ways than one.
And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code BECCA to get free shipping with no minimum, free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust me, you will not be returning them. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com and enter BECCA to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Once you try shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, you're never going to wear anything else. Head to Rothy's.com and claim this offer with our code BECCA. Oh. That was a new version. Yeah, I wanted to talk briefly about the Mike Fleiss and Kelly Ripa and then Ellen Pompeo chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel like Mike Fleiss says a lot of things that are like so off the wall because it stirs things up.
So we should tell the story first.
Okay.
Of all.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Kelly Ripa made some comments on Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a big Bachelor fan, and I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was not nice.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the entire concept of all of these men fighting for one woman or vice versa. I think it's more the vice versa.
The comment was all these extraordinary women fighting for one ordinary man.
She finds it disgusting.
And then she also decided that The Bachelorette was also disgusting. And then she made a comment, I think it was like, and you know how I feel about you people, like you who watch it or something, just that she like doesn't support it basically.
Yeah. But what's interesting is like, she's been saying this for a long time. Like she's literally hated The Bachelor since like I can remember. So I don't really know what was so sparking with this last comment that created all this like hoopla.
Well, what made it a thing was then Mike Fleiss replied and said like, be careful. Basically,
he said,
pay your salary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have the quotes now. You know how I feel about this show? It disgusts me. And I thought that I was disgusted because I couldn't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary man, in my opinion. You know how we feel, ladies. We are too special to be arguing over a guy, Ripa said. Now, I don't feel like that's terribly controversial.
Right.
I don't think it's that far off.
And she's entitled to her opinion, but also, yeah.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah.
Fleiss responded, easy, Kelly Ripa. The Bachelor franchise pays your salary. Now, that's to me is a dick tweet.
Yeah, it was.
You know Mike Fleiss, right?
No, I mean, not well. I've met him, but it's not like I was around him.
You don't have a strong opinion of whether he's a good guy, a great guy, not a nice guy.
I think he thinks like any attention is good attention because he tweets a lot of things that you're like, oh my gosh, but it gets people talking. And I think that's that's what he wants. But Kelly Ripa, what she said is actually how I felt before I went on the show. Not so much that it's disgusting as much as like, why would I go on a show where I'm with all these girls fighting over one guy? Like, it's a very common thought, I would think, if you're like assessing the show and what it is. But actually being on the show, it was, you know, I could never be more grateful for my experience and like what I experienced being on the show both seasons. But you do have to acknowledge that it's not normal or natural. But she's been saying this for years. Every time there's a Bachelor contestant on her show.
I do, however, I'm a watcher of the show. I love the show.
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting that the show is still existing in this current climate.
In the Me Too era.
Yeah. It just seems a little
antiquated.
Outdated.
There you go.
The concept. So it's like I'm in a little bit of the middle because I watch it. So I'm like fully
supporting.
Yeah. Like obviously I watch it and I love it, but I understand what she's saying. Like I'm totally get what she's
There's
saying.
There's a number of those things like Miss America pageants, that sort of thing. I'm like, are we still doing that?
Right, me too. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's
and
weird.
They're trying to like make them like 2019 by like no swimsuits and we're going to make them like take a quiz. It's like, no, it's not quite
no,
what we're looking
still
for.
Not
here.
Great. Yeah. But they put it on TV and people tune in. So I guess it's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it just feels like from another era.
Yeah. And even like the Victoria's Secret fashion show, you know that they're pulling that off network television.
But I think the only reason for that is maybe
because
the ratings dropped.
I thought it was because of the owner's controversial comments about never having like plus size or trans or something.
Maybe. But I just feel like if people watched it, nobody cares.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that was like almost as much as I love watching it, I do watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I felt like that was like a step in the right direction because it's like we're all watching these women that have these bodies that are so not realistic. Do you know what I mean? And we're just like literally watching them parade around in underwear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So anyway, so you agreed to an extent, and Kelly Ripa did say she called out the audience for watching this gross, gross show. It's a little stronger.
It's a strong opinion.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but what are your thoughts on Ellen Pompeo jumping
in? Hold on.
In?
So I just feel like that's her opinion. Like if she thinks it's gross, I'm sure there are shows that I think are gross that I would be like, no, I'm not watching that. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of shows.
A lot of reality shows.
A lot of reality shows have that feel.
Yeah.
And so I feel like she's entitled to that opinion. However, I don't think Mike Fly should say, like, we pay your salary. Like, she's very much made a name
yeah.
for herself.
And that show generates its own revenue, and it supports that show. And if it didn't, it would get canceled. So, where's that even coming from?
Like I said, I think that was to stir, controversy. But when you make a big statement about a big show like that, there's going to be a reaction from the people who create it. I mean, she had to have known, like, people would react to that. People are so obsessed with The Bachelor, like, whatever. Ellen Pompeo steps in, and Ellen Pompeo is like, I am woman, hear me roar. Like, you're not going to talk. I don't know. I kind of feel like they're friends or something.
Probably,
or
do you think there's any? Met each other.
She and Fleiss?
No,
she and
Ripa. Kelly Ripa.
I don't know.
Or if she was just like, girl, you're not talking to another woman like this. Like,
Here's the tweet. Okay, Fleissmeister, which is not her nickname. That's his actual Twitter handle. Okay, Fleissmeister, that's some handle, bro. Your show does not pay Kelly Ripa's salary. Also, we do not attack successful women on our network, and men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show, because I'm a savage. Hashtag Bachelor So White.
Which,
so good.
I love it.
I do too.
I'm nervous.
So savage.
That if we ever actually have a chance of getting her on the show, we cannot talk about the fact that I was on The Bachelor.
Oh, maybe.
We just keep that hush hush. It's been a long time.
I feel like we're not getting her ever, and
oh my gosh.
I'm okay with it.
Maybe for our last ever podcast.
Yeah, like I have come to the fact that it is okay if we never have her on the show.
I'm not ready to give that up yet.
You're not? Okay.
No.
I just feel like she's got a lot going on. Like, no?
Maybe after 2 years, if the show's done, she's like...
As this podcast builds and becomes the number one podcast in America... And Grey's Anatomy starts to fade a little bit in its later years.
They might want
She'll
her.
Be clamoring.
Oh, wow. That'll be the day. That will be the day.
Ellen clamoring.
I do want to have like some, like, I do think we should have like a pool of like, we really should aim to get every Grey's Anatomy cast member on this podcast.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to work a little harder on that. I'm going to start DMing some people. Continue.
But anyway, you're allowed to have an opinion on what you think about that show. It's a very, the concept is, like Tanya said, outdated. However, it provides great entertainment. I'm a fan of the show. It changed my life, but you're entitled to an opinion.
And at the end of the day, it's all about love. It really is. Like,
oh, Tanya.
It is.
I mean.
There's been a lot of marriages from The Bachelor.
There
has
been. There has been. And you watch it, you watch for that reason.
That's why I watch.
Yeah. But, and it is, there is a lot of controversy about the lack of diversity on the show, which
so
is something.
Would you say that when people make comments about The Bachelor that are negative, you're not necessarily offended by that?
Oh, no, not at all.
And you're Team Ellen in this situation because it was such a great tweet.
It was a great tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, she was a great tweet.
It was so savage and it was so good. I also, this is what I love though. I love strong women coming up. Like swinging for each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, who's Ellen Pompeo? Like, I'm sure she did. Like, she's probably never watched The Bachelor. Like, she could just sit back, but she's like, I'm not going to let this man make this strong woman who's been on television for like, I don't even know how many years. I'm not going to let them like gang up on her like that. I'm going to come to her aid.
And she's basically the queen of ABC.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to weigh in when
she's like, not on my network.
People,
like, oh,
no, I was like, does Ellen own ABC now?
Pretty much at this point. All right, Tanya, what is your Jonas Brothers thing? Explain this to me because I don't get it.
Okay, so we are doing the podcast from Wango Tango.
A live podcast.
A live podcast. With an audience or just us?
What does that mean, a live podcast?
Just like on the scene.
Yeah. Like on location?
Yeah.
On location.
Out of the studio.
Out of the studio. Because
there's a lot of background noise. That's what we'll make.
That makes it a live podcast. Yeah, that's probably what
it is. That's not fun.
Right.
But there's a bar in there.
Yes.
So some imbibing might take place. Uh-huh. And so I was like, are we going to have guests? Or is it just like going to be Beck and I doing it, like, you know? And they were like, well, maybe try and grab some people who are like attending, you know, because celebrities come to the show. And I was like,
by the way,
you know,
Wango
what?
Tango is Kiss FM. That's the radio station at which Tanya works and I work. And that's, we do our big annual summer concert.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, Halsey, the Jonas Brothers, 5 Seconds of Summer, Zedd, Ally Brooke. It's a big show.
Yeah. So Becca and I were discussing this and Becca's like, why don't we get like Fletcher? Like, you know, like Fletcher is performing on, at Wango Tango. And I was like, sure. Like,
Ava Max maybe could swing by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to aim higher. You know what? Let's get the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers are fans of yours, it seems like. They're always happy to see you.
Yes. They are also very busy humans. Mm-hmm. They have a lot on their schedule, and they are like at the top of their game. Like, they literally are the bee's knees right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to write a little dissertation to entice the Jonas Brothers to carve out.
Who are you sending this? Like, where is this going?
This is going to the Scrubbers. And if we know anything, the Scrubbers really are passionate. They won a People's Choice Award. I think they can really hammer into the DMs, the comments on the Jonas Brothers.
So this isn't going to anyone on the Jonas Brothers team or anything. This is literally just going to be
the power of our community.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if anyone can do it, it's the scrubbing in, bam.
Right?
So okay. Can we hear this or what?
Here we go.
Here we go.
I've never wrote a dissertation before, but this is more of like a dissertation adjacent. I'm writing this dissertation in hopes to make two of my favorite things in the world collide, the Jonas Brothers and the podcast. For years, I have stanned this brother trio, and it only feels right to bring the two together at Wango Tango. J is for joy. The amount of joy they bring into this world is immeasurable. So why not bring that joy into our OR and spread it around to the Scrubbers? O is for one. There is no one out there like these guys. You know I don't support artists that are not good humans, and they do not get much better than the Jonas Brothers. I have loved them together, then individually, now back together again, and it just feels so right. N is for never. They will never lose me as a fan. A is two-pronged. Alive. I feel alive when I listen to their music. Authentic and awesome. There are no two truer words for these guys. Unapologetically themselves and just so, so awesome.
That was just Jonas and not Jonas Brothers.
It's just Jonas.
Okay.
S is for special. These brothers are very special. I've seen the way that they treat people in front of the cameras, and I've seen the way they treat people away from the cameras, and both are equally the same. These guys have grace and class and respect for people, and it's just so beautiful to see. So with that said, it would not only mean the world to me to have Nick, Kevin, and Joe, Jonas, on the podcast, but I think that we owe it to our listeners. They won us the People's Choice Award, so to give them the ultimate mantle in the history of all mantles. We've only had two. This would be our third. There's three brothers. It only makes sense.
Hear, hear. Bravo, Tanya.
You know what I really loved about that?
What?
It felt like it was from 15-year-old Tanya.
I have to say, I had the exact same thought.
Like, I don't even know if Jonas Brothers were around when you were 15, but it felt like a place of how 15-year-old Tanya would have written a dissertation.
Like, if you're given an assignment to write about someone you admire, she would write this, and she'd get about a C-.
That's B-plus work right there. Maybe not A. Because I could have gotten some stats and stuff.
So where's that going? Who are you sending it to?
She's just putting it out there in the power of the hands of the scrubbing.
Because we will be in the same place. So they are going to be at Wango Tango. We will be at Wango Tango. I just need someone to carve out like 30 minutes of their time.
Okay, maybe 10. We'll take
10.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if they're like having to just swing by, we'll take 10 to 15.
But I think the thing that's important that we do with the Jonas Brothers is like everybody has these, like, you know, they come in, they, oh, you guys broke up and like, what have you been going through? Like, what I really want to know is like, I find it so invigorating that they're all dating these like powerhouse women and they're like
married
committed.
To.
Yeah. Committed to these like amazing women. And they're just like living life. And like, I'm sure tons of women throw themselves at the Jonas Brothers. And I'm sure tons of men are throwing themselves at their wives too. You know, it's like just people are throwing themselves at each other and like they're staying committed and like happy in a family. And I just love it. I would like to just really get to the meat.
Well, that's fine. You're not obligated to ask standard interview questions.
So that's what I'm saying. We need more than 10 minutes. We need like 30.
Okay, great. I also love that you're like, we owe this to our scrubbing in listeners. And by owe this, we mean you have to make it happen.
yeah, true. We need a little bit of assistance from you guys, but I think they're here for it because they have all expressed their interest in having the Jonas Brothers on.
Yeah, we have a lot of Jonas Brothers fans.
For sure. So there's that.
All right. We got some emails, and none of them... Becca, high five.
I'm just waiting for that.
And none of them are really advice questions, but they're very nice. I just wanted to mention Anonymous here. She said she's 24 and she's been struggling to figure out her place in the world. She and her husband got married at 21. They're trying to figure out their life together. She says, I love how open you guys are about sex, drinking, religion, and everything in between. I'm the only person my husband has ever had sex with or even kissed. Aww. I was wild in high school and college, and I often feel guilty. But after listening to your podcast, I've started to own it and know that's not who I am anymore. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I love that. She's not owning it to the degree that she'll give us her first name, but still. Good job, Anonymous.
I love
it. Own it. Own your past. It's fine. It's the past. Cassie is wondering why Becca won't talk about her dating life, because you said that. You said, Becca said, I'm not going to be talking about it. She wants to know why. She says, I understand the public attention that comes with being a public figure. However, a part of me is curious about the change of heart, because in the past you talked about Robert, but you've closed off since. Are you seeing someone who would like to keep it private?
I think because I was so public with Robert, that's why I'm more private now. Like, I think that was the reason, is because that made it so much harder during the breakup and after the breakup. And it's interesting because I feel like if I were single and I didn't have anything going on, it'd be like, well, why are you single? And be like, because I want to be single. And if it's like, why are you being private?
Well, there's a reason for it.
There is a reason for it.
And that's fine.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's like I'm very...
Double-edged sword.
No, I'm very, like, flattered that people care and want to know. And I think that's, you know, why people started following me and listening to any, you know, following me on Instagram or whatever, is because I was on a dating show trying to find love. So, of course, I get why people are interested. But there is a reason, and I'm sure at some point I'll share it, and I'm really happy.
Yeah. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like, look, it's like people are still talking about Robert, and you guys have been broken up for how long?
A while.
Yeah. You know,
Robert
and I think
and I are still like, you know, like we text like very rarely, but it'll be like, hey, just checking in. I hope you're happy. And I'm like, great. I'm happy. I hope you're happy, too. And it's like, we're very good. Like, there's no hard feelings there. So, but yeah, I think it's like you see that you go like people are still talking about that. So. Right now, I'm just keeping it private.
And I think someday it'll be more of a open discussion. Someday.
Yeah, I think I'll talk more about it, but I don't know if I'll be as open as I was in the past.
Right. Because there's things that you do when you're like dating somebody. Do you know what I mean? That just like comes up in conversation. And then Becca's not one to like not talk about it.
And I think like in certain, like in relationships and stuff, when there's like funny arguments or things that happen, it's fun to be like, this happened. And like, what do you think? Like,
totally.
What's your opinion? So I think at some point, if that happens, then I'll want to talk about it. But for now, I'm just keeping it private.
All right. This is very sweet from Christina. She says, I want to thank you for bringing me together with the best group of girls anyone could ask for. We call each other the Scrub Sisters, and we all live around the country. We've never met, but they know me and I them so well, like it's like we've known each other forever. It would mean the world to me if you could say hi to the group on your podcast. It never would have happened if this podcast wasn't a thing. The girls' names are Alyssa, Elle, Julie, Jillian, Holly, Nina, Shannon, Mackenzie, Caitlin, Kara, Tiffany, and of course myself, Christina. Scrub Sisters, shout out to you.
That is Scrub Sisters. so
cute.
Y'all should have like a sweater or something that y'all send to each other, like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And each of you get it. Is this like so Tanya or what?
Yes. I should start it off. Actually, one of you, I wonder who the leader is. Probably
Christina wrote the email.
Mm-hmm. Christina, could you do me a favor and send us an email with an address? I would like to send something that starts off the chain.
Oh, that's great.
What is
and
it
then you guys
be?
Can, I don't know, but it's, I'm going to ask you what your thought. I mean, it's going to be a joint effort here. Like what you think we should send them this that they will then send around
so
to the Scrub Sisters.
Fine. People's Choice Award.
It's a little heavy and it really looks nice in my nook.
Remember when Tanya was going to like give it away to people for a little bit?
Yeah. But yeah, let's discuss. And so, Christina, if you could please send us the address, that would be helpful and great.
scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
Yes.
And finally, Elizabeth wants you to know, Becca, about her, a solution to her Dr. Pepper addiction. Ralph's sells a sparkling water called Fizz & Company's Dr. Flavor. And it truly has the flavor of Dr. Pepper. No calories, no artificial sweeteners. My husband and I are obsessed. We get all of our friends and family hooked on it, and you have to try it. Are you open to that?
I'm open to trying it, but like...
Try it.
Dr. Flavor just seems like the creepy cousin that tries too hard.
You should try it, though.
I'm down to try. Elizabeth, I do appreciate the help for my Dr. Pepper addiction, but and I'm open to trying it and reporting back.
Let's try it in the Facebook group during a live something.
Oh, there you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
Let's like just do that.
Yeah, okay.
Could you do a blind taste
you
test?
Know, oh, that's even
oh,
better.
I bet I could never guess. You know what I want to do, though? I want to do, you like french fries. I want to do like a french fry blind tasting test and see if I can taste like where each one's from.
Oh, that is
oh, that's
so
good.
Good.
I would enjoy that.
I would enjoy that.
I had a revelation recently. It's been a progressive revelation, but I was at a restaurant for Mother's Day and we got the buffalo cauliflower.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it tastes just like buffalo wings. Mm-hmm. And it made me realize I don't need to be eating the deep fried buffalo wings. The buffalo cauliflower tastes exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I've also figured out that I haven't eaten beef in a long time, but also it's just a way of delivering the condiments to your mouth. Like you're really, when you're enjoying a burger, you're enjoying the condiments that you put on
Did
the
burger.
Did
you go to Veggie Grill?
No, but it's opening my whole world to veggie burgers and other meatless burgers because it's just I want to taste the ketchup and the lettuce
Have
and the tomato.
Have you ever had a bison burger?
No.
Have you had a bison? Anybody had a bison burger?
Seems thick.
No.
I bet Easton has.
So I've been told that bison is actually, I'm going to now, so when I eat burgers, I eat the burgers because I'm like low in iron and I just crave iron when I'm on my period. And so they told me that bison has a lot more iron and like a lot of more nutrients than a beef burger, but it tastes pretty much just the same.
I think it tastes better.
Better? Okay,
I've had bison tacos, bison burger. There's a lot of it over on Catalina Island. There's
a lot of bison over there.
Yeah, so when my period comes next week, I am going to get a bison burger.
Great.
Oh, I love how detailed you are about just like things going on in your life.
I had my period at the People's Choice, or not People, I'm sorry, Billboard Music Awards. My first day of my period at the Billboard Music Awards. Was not fun.
Yeah, it sounds inconvenient, Julie.
Very inconvenient.
I was going to say something about, I was going to tell you, at Veggie Grill, they have a buffalo chicken wrap, and it is tofu, or so I don't even know what it is.
I bet I would love it.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I've had it.
It's so
Veggie
delicious.
Veggie Grill's so good.
Yeah, and their cauliflower, and that sweet and sour sauce, oh my God, so good.
Does cauliflower make you gassy, though?
I don't eat a ton of it, Tanya. Uh-huh. So
did it make
you're
you
asking
guess
the wrong
it?
Person. I did not experience that from the wings.
Interesting.
Tanya is very sensitive to veggies.
Just it's like certain foods really trigger different things. Like salt makes me super bloaty, and cauliflower and broccoli make me very gassy.
And I think that's time to wrap up the podcast when we get to this point.
Yeah, it's like people were on the high and now they're just low.
Because right. Now Tanya's first date is aware that she gets super gassy and he'd have to figure out it sooner or later.
He does not listen to the podcast.
He will now that he's going out with you.
I don't think so.
If I went out with a woman who had a podcast
Same.
And I was reasonably sure
really?
She was going to talk about the first date on that podcast, I would be listening the second it was available. I may not stick around all the way to the end when we get into your gastro.
Yeah, hopefully he stops for the bison period talk, but we just don't know.
I really hope. I don't even think he knows how to find a podcast.
Oh, come on. It's 2019. People know how to find podcasts.
You're right.
Next week, who's in? Who do we have?
Dinah Jane.
From Fifth Harmony?
Yeah.
Well, Fifth Harmony no longer exists.
Formally.
A member.
Is that right? Or did they take a break like One Direction? Like, does it still exist? They're just pursuing solo projects right now.
I think it's kind of done.
Yeah, but we thought the Jonas Brothers were done.
That's true.
They didn't say we were taking a break. They were like done.
That's true.
So there we go. Dinah Jane.
Next week,
scrubbing in.
How funny, wait.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that.
What? Literally? Also, how?
A listener claimed that she was driving and she pulled up to a stoplight and the person in the car next to her was singing along to Tanya Rad's Just Like That.
Where is that song?
And whose version was it? We had a few.
I'm like, was she watching it on our video? Like, it's not like it's on iTunes or anything. So she must have been watching it like on the Honor with Ryan YouTube channel.
Did that guy that was in here?
James Maslow?
Did James Maslow release it?
Is it on like SoundCloud?
Oh, maybe it's on SoundCloud.
Maybe.
I don't know. But the fact that this person was singing Just Like That and then the other scrubbing in listener started singing it along with her. The visual alone just literally made me the happiest.
I have to question that story. I need more information.
Why would the scrubber lie about that?
I don't know that she would, but well, hopefully we'll hear from her and get more information. What happened was the person who was just on the table got an injection of that solid gold blood, and so they're going to be okay. And that's why the beeping stopped.
Oh.
I was
they
like,
flatlined, but we were able to rouse them with the solid gold blood. This one, however, I'm not sure we're going to be able to save.
Oh, yeah. Death 11/19/56.
You guys are gonna die when I read you the text he sent me last night.